This is the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. I'm Ed Kowalski with another 50-minute jam of the best album rock and roll from the past three decades. This week, we spotlight one of the first American groups to be major players in the classic rock era. From 1972 until the early 80s, and then again in the 90s, this group rightfully earned the title of one of the biggest rock bands of all time. It's the Eagles and their first hit, Take It Easy, on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground.
She got the moon in her eyes.
Witchy Woman, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, and Take It Easy, The Eagles. The band evolved from the musical movement in Southern California in the late 1960s and early 70s that blended folk, country, and rock music. Though none of the four founding members were native Californians, they all migrated to Los Angeles because of the musical environment there. This is the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. My name's Ed Kowalski. The Eagles took shape around singer-songwriter Glenn Frey and drummer Don Henley. While working together in Linda Ronstadt's backup band, they decided to form a group of their own. They were later joined by bass guitarist Randy Meisner and Bernie Ledden on lead guitar. After spending time together in Aspen, Colorado, writing their first songs, the band traveled to England to make its debut album, The Eagles. In 1973, the Eagles returned to London to work on their second album, Desperado. From that collection, here's Best of My Love. Eagles with Already Gone and Best of My Love before that. After starting work in London on their third album, On the Border, the Eagles came back to Los Angeles to finish up the work. In the process, they added guitarist Don Felder. I'm Ed Kowalski, and that's where we'll pick up the Eagles story on the Classic Rock Show, here on the VOA Music Mix Network. Welk Show, this is Ed Kowalski. In 1975, the Eagles kicked off a major tour to support their fourth album, One of These Nights. Here's the title track. Thank you. The Eagles with Take It to the Limit and One of These Nights on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. By the end of 1975, rumors of internal problems were reinforced by the announcement that Barry Levin had tired of touring and was leaving the band. He was replaced by singer-songwriter-guitarist Joe Walsh. The group spent 1976, regrouping before releasing their biggest album, 1977's Hotel California. We'll be right back.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you.
Kid in Town and the title track from Hotel California. It's the Eagles. Randy Meisner decided to go solo in 1979. His place in the Eagles lineup was taken by Timothy B. Schmidt. Later that year, this new Eagles lineup released their next album, The Long Run. On the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show, this is Heartache Tonight.
Somebody's gonna
Heartache Tonight, The Eagles. Despite the release of the Eagles' live album in 1980, the group's driving forces, Glenn Frey and Don Henley, were seeking new challenges and began concentrating on solo projects. In 1982, after being dormant for more than a year, the group announced it was disbanding. 5 years later, rumors of an Eagles reunion began to circulate, but those stories didn't come true until 1994, when the group reformed to do an acoustic concert on the music video cable channel MTV. The Eagles then embarked on an 18-month world tour. At the same time, a new album containing 4 new songs and 11 new versions of Eagles classics was released. The album's title, Hell Freezes Over, was taken from the group's answer to the question at their 1982 press conference announcing their breakup. Will the Eagles ever get back together, asked one reporter. When Hell Freezes Over was the answer. The Eagles got together again on New Year's Eve of 1999 for a one-time concert in Los Angeles. That's our look at the Eagles, thanks to writer and co-producer Margot Braswell. My name is Ed Kowalski. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for another edition of the Classic Rock Show on the VOA Music Mix Network.